We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the driving to work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
To the latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Mm. All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Oh, I'm gonna be all over the place with this one, man, because I have so many thoughts. Let me moisturize. I just put some Vaseline on my lips. I'm putting some moisturization on my elbows and hands. Don't get excited, Envy. Donkey of the day for Monday, June 27th goes to the 5 Supreme Court judges: Amy Coney Barrett, Samuel A. Alito Jr., Brett Kavanaugh, Neil M. Gorsuch, and Clarence Thomas. Okay, those 5 judges voted to overturn Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade is what provided constitutional protections for abortion, and now that's been overturned. Not a surprise to anyone that's been paying attention. I mean, ever since we saw former President Donald Trump put 3 Supreme Court judges on the bench, we knew things like this would happen, which is why folks have been calling for now President Joe Biden to expand the Supreme Court. But since when do Democrats do anything that actually makes sense? Okay, I've been telling y'all since President Biden has been in the White House, 4 things that need to be done to protect democracy. Number one, you have to protect voting rights. Okay, John Lewis Voting Rights Act or the Freedom to Vote Act, that has to pass. Number 2, you have to get rid of the filibuster so you can properly govern. All right. Number 3, you have to prosecute everyone who was behind the attempted coup of this country on January 6th, from the former president to members of Congress. You have to make an example out of everyone who was behind this so folks know not to ever try it in this country ever again. Set a precedent. And last but certainly not least, you have to expand the Supreme Court. Okay, what we witnessed on Friday is the cowardice of the Democratic Party catching up to them, all right? They know what Republicans have been planning for decades. Republicans have never hidden their agenda. They have shown and told us what play they are going to run. And for some reason, Democrats never craft a defense to stop it. All right. I mean, we didn't just get here yesterday, people. Yes, it's easy to point the finger at Donald Trump, Mitch McConnell, and say, yeah, they put three judges on the Supreme Court. That's true. But I feel like the cowardice and inaction from Democrats caused a lot of this. I have a million questions that people smarter than me can answer. Okay, why didn't President Obama codify Roe v. Wade like he said he would when he was on the campaign trail? Okay, in fact, in 2007, he promised Planned Parenthood that the first thing he would do as president would be to sign the Freedom of Choice Act, which effectively codifies Roe v. Wade. But when he got in office, he said, the bill is not my highest legislative priority. Now, he did have a supermajority for exactly 4 months. Okay, on paper, he had the votes. But just like now, you have what they call blue dog Democrats, which is basically Democrats in name only. They have conservative voting records. But this is what bothers me about Democrats always. Y'all know these people better than we do. So why do you volunteer lies about what you're going to do if you know you can't get it done? Okay. And then us, the American people, are just looking at y'all like, why didn't you do it? Okay. Because in the words of the hood whisperer, Teslin Figaro, why y'all volunteer to lie? Okay. We ain't asking y'all to tell us these things. I got more questions. Why didn't RBG step down so President Obama could appoint a judge? Huh? Why didn't they push back on Mitch McConnell when he blocked Obama's 2016 Supreme Court judge pick? Huh? 8 months before the election. There is nothing in the Constitution that prevents a Supreme Court vacancy from being filled, regardless of how close to an election it opens up. You know how we know that? Because Mitch McConnell blocked Obama from doing it in 2016, but let Trump do it in 2020. And Dems in 2016 just took it. Like they always do. All that when they go low, we go high nonsense. No, when they go low, y'all do nothing. Okay? All Dems give out is thoughts and prayers. All right? Singing in front of the Capitol building. And if you ask me, Leonard McKelvey, Charlemagne the God, Democrats' cowardice has put us in this position. Their lack of inaction, which is why it's insulting when they tell us just vote. We have. How about y'all just govern? Govern with urgency, the way y'all always want us to vote with urgency. Stop giving us excuses. Y'all are in power now. We have a Democratic administration in the White House and what is supposed to be a slight majority in the House, but you can't ever get President Joe Manchin to be on the same page as y'all. It's frustrating because when they have a supermajority and total control like President Obama had for about 4 months, some say 2 years, but it was more like 4 months, but when they had it, okay, they say they can't get the votes. All right. Well, give us someone to blame, damn it. All right. We already know Republicans are to blame. But when it's Dems like Manchin and Sinema or whoever, call them out, because when you don't, you too look complicit. All right. And as far as I'm concerned, Democrats are accomplices in the Republicans' BS simply because they're not doing enough to stop it. But I need us to have a bird's eye view of what we're facing. It's bigger than abortion. OK, we're dealing with a party of white supremacists. Simple and plain. The GOP are full of white supremacists. There's no way around it. No need to sugarcoat it. You got Republican Mary Miller of Illinois thanking Trump for this victory for white life.
Trump, on behalf of all the MAGA patriots in America, I want to thank you for the historic victory for white life in the Supreme Court yesterday.
Look, I told y'all 3 years ago that these abortion bans and immigrant bans were all about self-preservation of the white race. Okay, I don't feel like explaining. I posted the old clip of me talking about it 3 years ago on my Instagram, at C to God, C-T-H-A-G-O-D. Go to my page, watch it. But in the meantime, go grab a book called The Birth Dearth by Ben Wattenberg. But you have Mary Miller thanking Trump for a victory for white life. Senator John Cornyn tweeted out that we should roll back the Brown versus Board of Education ruling. Listen, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary. I tell y'all this all the time. I am not the strongest Avenger. But it sounds like he wants us to return to segregated schools. So what I'm telling y'all is this. This is bigger than Nino Brown. This is a government, people in power who are white supremacists who want to take us back to a time before civil rights. And I, for one, don't know what to do. I really don't even know now, you know. Of course, I'm giving those five judges donkey for obvious reasons. But the reality is, the Republicans are the smart ones. They played the long game. They made the most of being in power, you know, and they got done what they wanted to get done. When they are in power, they make the most of it. Meanwhile, when Democrats are in power, they don't make the same type of radical, bold moves at all. Not even to protect us from the things that the Republicans are going to do. All right. Democrats are the donkeys, which is why donkeys are their mascot. All right, but let me talk some solutions, because I could go on and on with the problems. And at this point, this is all we can focus on is solutions. All right. I don't have any solutions. All right. Other than the solutions that could really change things, like expanding the Supreme Court and getting rid of the filibuster so you can legislate. We know that's not going to happen. So I have to salute AOC. Drop on the clues bombs for AOC. AOC is really showing that she's a real leader, and she made me feel sane this weekend, because immediately when Roe v. Wade got overturned, all you heard was all this empty cliche rhetoric. Go vote, go vote, go vote. This is why elections matter. And as I said before, it's insulting, because we've done that historically over the years. And when we do vote and get y'all in power, Democrats do nothing to defend our rights. Yes, elections have consequences, but what's the worst consequence? Having Republicans in office that are abusing their power, or having Democrats in office who don't even use their power to protect us against the abuse? But once again, salute to AOC. She stepped up and explained to the people that the solution Biden and the Dem leaders must offer can't just be one of voting. Can we listen to her, please?
It's gonna get worse. So long as a party, especially a Democratic Party, thinks that there is some level of horror that is going to convince Republicans to change their mind, like, so long as they're banked on that, like, this is gonna keep happening. And when you look at people like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, I mean, people aren't stupid, man. Look at the reporting, look at the disclosures. It's really not hard to put A and B together. There's a lot of people in here that are not working for you. This is a seat of power that the public entrusts to certain individuals. A lot of the times, you know, a lot of these decisions are made by default, and we can't be making them by default.
Just hearing her, the Democrat, calling out the Democrats that we know are the problem, like Joe Manchin, dropping the clues bombs for AOC. Thank you, AOC. But this is the part that really made me feel sane, when she discussed why saying just vote isn't enough. Listen.
Yes, go vote. Voting is important, but it is necessary, but not sufficient. You feel me? Voting is necessary, but not sufficient. And so just telling people in general to, like, go vote in a vague way is not helpful.
Thank you.
Where we need to vote, what races are most important, what seats we need to protect, where we need to flip, that matters. But then also, you know, what we're doing on the ground, grassroots organizing, etc., what is available, and also what options are available to us between now and November, so that we're not just shrugging our shoulders for 5 months and waiting to see where the wind blows in an election, but that we're actually giving people reasons, motivations, etc.
Yes. Yes, thank you, AOC. See, nobody takes me serious because I have a lisp, all right? But just when I think I'm going insane, here she comes speaking truth to power, all right? AOC also said we should really consider impeachment for Supreme Court judges, all right? That's a plan, because we don't vote for Supreme Court judges. So if they did something wrong, lying under oath, then that's a reason to get them up out of here. But all of those are plans. And I'm glad AOC has some, because I don't. Please give those five Supreme Court judges who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade the biggest hee-haw. Matter of fact, let Remy Ma give him the biggest hee-haw. I ain't heard Remy all week.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
All right.
And it's not going to stop with abortion, people. I'm trying to tell you right now. You see what the things that they're already talking about rolling back. All right. Everything from same-sex marriage to, you know, they want to take us back to segregated schools. Clarence Thomas said he wants to make sodomy illegal. He wants to just look at it. He wants to make sodomy illegal. What has anal sex ever done to Clarence Thomas?
We don't know.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey,
right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.